Good morning and welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And boy, am I glad to hear my next guest's voice on these airwaves. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Hey, good morning, Dr. Craig. How are you doing, my friend?
Good morning, Earl. Always great to hear your voice as well over the airwaves
on the phone. You know, Dr. Craig, it's been a while. There's so much going on. I have abdicated, what I should be doing, and that's making sure we have you on to keep us informed at such a critical juncture, not only at this time in the state, and nationally. So, we're up against so many things. You've been in so many battles. You and I have been in so many battles. But I don't know, Robert, if the ones that we are in now, there's so many of them, and all of them so critically important to us. Like, where do you want to begin?
I was thinking you might want to know where we should start. I would just say they're not as disconnected, all of the challenges and threats. And
well, let's start here.
We think they are.
Well, let's start here. Let's start with the fact that the elections are around the corner, and we still have Republicans trying to prevent people from their right to vote.
Yes. So you have, for the first time in history, I mean, we didn't have such thing as a Republican form of government, representative government, until this country was founded. Never had a large-scale, quote-unquote, democracy. And it wasn't a multiracial democracy then. We had a failed experiment during Reconstruction. We were briefly a multiracial democracy after the Civil War. But it really wasn't achieved until the 1960s with the Voting Rights Act and its implementation, and now it is at risk again. So it was much more fragile than people thought. And we have, for the first time in history, at a major democracy, a wealthy nation where its conservative party, every functioning democracy in the world that is healthy has a conservative party. But the others in Western Europe and the democratic Asian countries all have conservative parties that are bought into the democratic process. And the miracle, it was considered a miracle of the 18th century, of one side losing an election and handing over power peacefully. And we saw last night with the shocking report of the January 6th Commission on primetime TV and on every major network except Fox, that we had a president who led a conspiracy to steal an election. And that's his word, but it was President Trump who tried to stay in power after losing an election fair and square, and that is an ongoing conspiracy. And part of the problem, Earl, as you and I know, is that a lot of folks didn't wake up until it was a riotous mob storming the Capitol, the citadel of our democracy. But we know it started much earlier. We know the voter suppression laws in Wisconsin came in full force under Scott Walker, and that he rigged the legislature with gerrymandered maps that are guaranteed to produce an undemocratic outcome. That is, no matter what the popular vote is, Republicans have a supermajority. And so it has been coming for a long time, and just people are beginning to wake up to it, but a lot of people are still not awake to it. It is like we're sleepwalking through history. And I would just add, Earl, democracy is not just healthy to the extent it has the mechanisms, that is fair voting, everyone is voting, it's a vote that is the popular will, and then leaders abide by the will of the voters. And that we have a system set up where, say, things like the Wisconsin State Legislature actually reflect the voters and not the way politicians can draw the maps to benefit themselves for just one party. But the other part of democracy is it has to deliver for people. And there's another existential threat for democracy, that is, it isn't working. It isn't addressing our major challenges. And so people are rational. A young African-American man, for example, on the north side of Milwaukee, who doesn't feel like he or she has a whole lot of life prospects or opportunities, why are they going to think that voting's all that important? Like government is going to do anything to improve their lot, to improve the lot of their families? They'd be rational not voting, which of course perpetuates the problem, right?
You know, Dr. Craig, you and I, and some in this listening audience, really remember when, you know, a lot of these things came into vogue, and they began. And we're rooted in our state, and from the Paul Ryans and Rance Priebuses and on and on, those folk helped create that along with conservative talk radio, and I remember them working to bring in voter ID and all of these other things that we saw. They rose and they made it all the way to the presidency of the United States. They were able to get them to all buy into it, and that cancer spread all over this nation. And it's still there. And so when you talk to people about voting and they continue to argue and do everything within their power in the representative government to prevent people from voting. You know, Dr. Craig, how is that democracy?
Well, it's not. And what's shocking is you have an entire political party, by the way, which is funded very generously by corporate America. So they get off way too scot-free. You understand that the supposedly respectable people who people want to call themselves job creators actually are behind this as well and don't believe in the basic principles of the country. And so it's a major risk, but once you have a party that is clearly willing to operate on that basis, then you have to defeat them with what democracy is left. And fortunately, it is not all gone by any stretch of the imagination yet, but it's very threatened, especially in 2022 and then 2024, if a Trump or a Trump-like person becomes president. But we need to win elections. And the challenge now is that there's a lot of bad fortune right now. That is to say, mostly because of the pandemic and Putin's invasion of Ukraine, and the pandemic is what caused the supply chain problems and disruptions in the economy. They just announced for the last year we had 8.5% inflation, the highest in 40 years, and that is the top public issue. And the Republicans don't have a solution, Earl. They're just saying blame Biden, blame Biden, blame Biden. And you'll see that on the attack ads, how Ron Johnson is trying to get himself reelected again, despite being an insurrectionist U.S. senator who didn't believe in COVID-19 and doesn't even believe it's his role to try to make sure jobs come here instead of to South Carolina with the post office contract with Oshkosh Truck, that they could pull it off, and then they will snuff out even more of democracy. So there are a lot of people fighting. It's not, we don't want to make it too dire, right? In other words, and we did win the 2020 election. There is every reason to believe if the Democrats can get better unified that we can fight this off. But Democrats need to both do what's necessary to have, they don't always seem to have as a whole group, the courage to stand up to what's going on. You see that with the concern whether Biden's attorney general, Merrick Garland, will even prosecute for the obvious insurrection that was laid out brilliantly Thursday night by the January 6th committee. But we have to also make government deliver for people. And that's what FDR did the last time people began to believe democracy couldn't work during the Great Depression. There was a real risk of that. People forget in the early 1930s. And what people forget is the New Deal is what made us forget that government democracy worked and saved the country and saved people from starvation. And we need to do that again. But this election, it's very threatening given that inflation is the top issue and it's easy just to throw the current party out when even when the other party has no solutions, is deliberately not offering solutions because then they might be critiqued.
So Dr. Craig, let's do this. Let's begin, because there's so many important, elections going on. Let's talk about the fact that Citizen Action has just officially, through their support behind your good friend and mine, Mandela Barnes, who is running to become the nominee for the Democratic Party at the United States Senate, and eventually to run head and head with a nondescript. Why am I forgetting his name?
Ron Johnson. No, you're talking about our insurrectionist senator.
Yeah. How could I forget Ron Johnson? You know, let's do this. We've got to go to a break. And I want you to, talk about, why you've and your organization has made the decision to support Mandela Barnes. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. On the line is Roger Craig, Executive Director, Dr. Robert Craig of Citizen Action. We'll be right back.